part one. You're listening to another episode of
Total Talk Nonsense
with John and Scott.
All right, AKC's Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott. I'm John.
And I'm Scott.
And we're back with episode 71, part one.
71, part one, John.
That's right. And holy shit, I feel like crap again. And you're not kidding, man. This story you put in front of me is the smallest goddamn print I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty good, but I can't read it. It's too small. It's too small.
When I'm this close to orgasm, eyes squeezed shut, lips twisted in a Billy Idol sneer, cheeks glowing. What the hell is this? Is this like a Penthouse forum?
No, it's Maxim Magazine's top six ways or something to, I don't know, something.
Wow.
Something, to please a woman.
I thought I've gone over that 100 times already, how to do it. The angle. It's all in the angle.
Well, I think they talk about that in that article. When I could read it online, and I printed it, and I brought it with, and then I just looked at it before we started the show, and I'm like, what is this?
And it's minuscule.
I can't read this.
Wow. Oh, man. Another week. Another week's gone by. We're older. We're old. And our forum is dead.
Oh,
nobody
yeah.
listens to the show anymore.
The forum
I
think people listen, but the forum is dead. John. Dead.
What happened to Mui Cow?
The only forum post we've gotten in the past week is a complaint.
That's right. Which is fine, you know.
And the other thing about the forum is I turned on account activation can only be done by the admin.
Oh.
So what happens is when these spammers come and create their accounts, I get this spam email.
Oh.
So since... And it's only been about a week or maybe a week and a half since I've done that. There are like 70 fake accounts out there.
Oh, my God.
Hey, there may be a legit one. I don't know. But if you do want to join the forum, you have to get in contact with me to have me turn it on because we get so much shit out there.
Oh, I know. I got spammed so much that my Outlook crashed. I had no internet for 2 weeks. Finally got a new modem from the cable company, and because they claim it, that's what the problem was, which they could have been right. I took the modem all the way outside. I hooked it up on the cable coming from the roof, and nothing. And then all of a sudden, miraculously, when the temperature got above 60 degrees, everything would be fine. So then the wife talked to some people over there at the cable company, and somebody said, oh, yeah, I'm not supposed to tell you this, but, yeah, there is an outage, even though it says it's all clear. There is an outage from this block to that block, and you happen to be within that range. So it's just like an isolated outage. It's not like, you know, an entire, you know, when they run the optic, fiber optic, down a whole street length or something, and everybody kind of...
I don't know that.
...cables off of that.
Usually when you say, you know, I know, but when you said, you know, this time, I don't know.
You know.
I don't know about the fiber optic cable. I can't even say it.
Well, anyway, so...
All right, so the forum is dead, and I'm thinking, let's just scrap the forum.
Yeah.
It's dead in this account management crap. I don't have time for that.
Really?
No, I don't have time for that.
There's got to be some better way.
Here's the better
way.
Well,
you know Lori offered to do it.
Offered to do what?
Manage the accounts.
She did? When?
Yeah. Right on the forum.
Boy, I didn't read that post.
Yeah.
Well, we'll take her up on that.
Yeah.
Either that or the forum is dead. Lori doesn't even post anymore.
She's had it, too.
She's had it. Well, if she was the admin, she'd change the skins.
Yeah.
So she could read it. Maybe that's it. Maybe the people are, gives them a headache.
Yeah, with that white text on the black.
The white
background.
Text on the black background.
Yeah. Yeah, so the forum's dead. The only people that listen to the show are Pauly B, Air Out My Shorts, Eric and Taylor.
Eric, we don't know about Taylor.
Oh, okay.
God.
God
listens. As far as we know, he's coming in. It's part two today.
Oh, yeah, the Nobodies.
The Nobodies.
Jason
I don't think
Kelly.
Spike listens anymore.
Spike and Rachel.
Hey, whatever happened to us? It reminds me, we got some other listeners that we haven't heard from in a long time. Used to be contributors to the show, John.
Muy cow.
Are they listening to the Crybaby Emo Kids now or what?
I don't know.
El Jeffo, remember El Jeffo?
Ass Plunger.
Ass Plunger. Mark from Malta. Where's Malta? Mark from Malta?
Yeah, what the hell?
M. Toma, Dave from Jerusalem.
Yeah, what happened to Dave?
King Heedley.
King Heedley.
Muy cow.
What about the Lerv?
The Lerv, he was never one of our fans. He was an RBPC kind of guy.
Yeah, that's
the
right.
The Lerv.
Unbelievable.
Oh, but speaking of Spike and Rachel, if you go to their MySpace page, I think it is, Spike posted his Halloween video that he did last Halloween.
Right.
So you got to check that out. That's kick ass.
Yeah.
And I think they're doing a sequel. I think I heard him say that on their last podcast.
Especially when you follow Rachel's G-string all the way up to her ass.
Yeah, I was waiting for the quick edit there to not see the ass, but wow, you get the...
Right, you get the string right
wham,
up there.
Right Foom. Up there.
Right up the... right up the old duty hole.
The turd cutter, John.
The turd cutter. You know why shit's tapered, right?
No, why?
So your asshole doesn't slam shut?
Oh.
You know that? You know, it's coming up on Halloween, Scott. Did you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do you know what hillbillies do on Halloween?
I do.
What do
I
they do?
They pumpkin.
They pumpkin.
That's right.
And nobody else emailed on our contest about the song. Oh,
that's
because
so
we gave it away, didn't we? I think we gave the answer away, right?
Well, then the other thing is, when you talk about emails...
Yeah.
I can't even handle the email anymore because it's like within the past 2 weeks, we used to get maybe, I don't know, 40 to 50 spams a day.
Yeah.
We get like 500 spams a day now. It's goddamn ridiculous. And I don't even feel
That's
like
what I'm
waiting
saying.
Through
it,
all that
it
shit.
It crashed my outlook. It was totally toast. Well, I screwed up. I had some sound bites from Pauly B, they're gone. I was trying to reply to him, and it crashed, and I was just, fuck, I want to whip the computer out the window. God damn, these spammers are going to bring down the internet, man.
Well, here's what we need to do is create some email accounts not associated with our .coms. So let's go create an email, a Yahoo email, right? And the only time we give that out is on the air. We don't associate it with our website. We don't put it on the website.
What is?
Just on the air, because they got these programs that must scan the websites and pull the email accounts from the HTML or something. That's why we're getting fucking 500 a day.
I know.
So I'm turning that shit off.
Well, how do the other podcasters deal with it?
I don't know.
We're going to have to go to one of these podcast shows.
Oh, yeah. That reminds me. I was listening to The Great Mediocre Show.
Right.
And they went to Ontario, California. Is it always in Ontario, California every year?
I don't know.
Or do they move it around? I don't know. I haven't even. It's probably out there on the internets. Where next year's is going to be. So I'd like to hook meet up with those guys. They sound like a shitload of fun.
Yeah. Anybody who can hang out with people that get shot in the foot,
but that's
they got to be cool.
That's the only reason I'd want to go, though.
Is to get shot in the foot?
No, to hook up with those guys. They were mentioning it's just a bunch of nerds.
Oh, really?
Pretty much.
Well, at least we could get some insight on how to filter out all that fucking spam.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
So next
I haven't
show,
even talked to the, Professor Tom in forever.
Next show, we'll go out and before next show, we'll create some email addresses that people can get in touch with us.
Yeah.
And we're going to scrap the Total Talk Nonsense email because I can't deal with it.
You're freaking out. It's too much for you.
It's too much, man.
It's 500. Clogging up your I spam see, hole.
I open up Outlook and it says one of 500. Click, 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 click. What? Who are the assholes clicking on that stuff?
I know. And then you don't know if there's a legitimate email in there.
You don't.
You got to either preview paint it, and then you're fucked.
Yep. Totally fucked. So our forum is dead. Email communication. But we do have one form of communication.
Communication.
Still left, John.
What's that?
847-TTN-GIZD.
Oh, that's right.
That's right.
847-TTN-GIZD. 847-886-4493. Call the hotline. Actually, call right now. Oh, that's right. We're not live.
Right.
Let's see if anybody's on. Oh, the Pooch is on.
The Pooch?
Yeah. Should we call the Pooch?
Sure. Call.
Should I
give the Papoocher a call?
Should
the
give
idiot
him a call?
Savant. The Papooch. He voted for Bush, didn't he?
Yeah.
Twice?
Yeah. He's a
stupid
Bush
ass.
Apologist. Yeah. Nobody's answering.
Of course not. He sees you're calling.
And ironically enough, it's been every Sunday that I've noticed he's been on. You know that?
No, I did not know that.
So
I did not know
did
that.
Did not know that.
Yeah, so the emails, spam, F that. Forum is dead.
Yeah.
Unless Lori wants to take it over, she can do whatever she wants with it.
Yeah, Lori, get in contact with us, and we'll hook you up with the admin information, and you will be the official admin for Total Talk Nonsense forums. That'd be great, because I don't have time for it. When am I going to do it? I know they're probably watching everything I do at work now. It's insane.
It is insane. Big brother.
Yeah, which is fine, you know. They pay me to work anyway, right?
That's right. Hey, did we get any comments?
I'm reaching out to the...
Reach out, John. Reach out.
Reaching out. Yeah, we got a couple. I think four, five.
Four of them. That is sweet, man. That's why we do this. To get the feedback, to get the comments. Love the comments.
We
even
got,
when they're negative.
To Jizz and Skizz. Listening to you guys makes my asshole tingle ever so slightly. That's from Brooklyn Broiler.
I like that. John Jizz and Scott Skizz.
John TGN. Jizz and Scott Skizz. John and Scott make my work day go much smoother. Nice. Submitted by Jerry's.
Yeah, we read that one last week.
Do we?
Yeah.
Here's one from
a
superhero.
We got three comments this week.
I got to keep track of this shit. Okay. This one from Fatboy says, Scott, you really do struggle reading. Twickers, not twinkers, you septic.
Twinkers.
Yeah. It's a massive stadium in London, famous for being the home of the rugby union final. Rugby is like American football, but without all the soft-ass padding.
See about expectations, because we can't pronounce twinkers or whatever.
Twickers.
Twickers. The expectation is that we're so goddamn mental, we don't even know what rugby is.
We know what rugby is.
Because we're from the septic states.
Who would want to play rugby anyway? And nobody gets hurt in rugby like they do in football. See, the idea, it's just like with cars now. People drive faster because they know they got airbags and seatbelts. Whereas before, the dashboards were made out of metal.
Wait a minute.
They just cut the seatbelts out of the cars.
But rugby, they don't got nothing. They got shorts.
Right.
And shoes and a shirt.
So they
That's
don't
it.
Run that hard at each other.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Bunch of sissies.
We should get you on Mythbusters. Put you out there in a rugby uniform.
Why?
See if you can bust that myth.
What myth would that be? That I would, of course I wouldn't run any hard. I'd run 10 times harder at a guy if I had a helmet on than if I didn't. And I'd lead with my head.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
But I'm still, I still think people get injured. They got to get injured. When football first started in America,
People died.
There were like 10 players died. Like
18 a year or something.
They had to change the rules because people were getting killed.
Well,
because,
you know, you could clothesline and all that shit back then. You could kick people in the face. I think you could use weapons back then, too, couldn't you?
Sure, why not?
Like a flail.
Well,
ball
I saw
and chain.
That one movie, not the one that Adam Sandler was in, but the original with Burt Reynolds. And they had all sorts of secrets.
Adam Sandler one?
I didn't see that. Did you?
I got it. You want to watch
it? No, thanks.
Shut this off and watch it right now.
No.
The Longest Yard you're referring to,
right.
I believe. Yeah, the one with Burt Reynolds. I think I broke his freaking neck. Where the big giant lurch.
Lurch.
Throws the clothesline across the guy.
No doubt.
That was out of sight.
Oh, speaking of DVDs, I saw two DVDs with my daughter. My daughter's 8 years old. And all of her friends at school, like she comes home, Madison told me she saw Jaws. Can we see Jaws?
Wow, really?
Like, no,
well,
we're not
going to
see Jaws. Well, that's because they didn't have PG-13 back then, did they?
No, they didn't.
So I said, no, we're not going to. Maybe when you're 12, we'll rethink seeing Jaws. So she's bugging me. And so I figure, okay. Let's start out with Spider-Man, right?
Yeah.
We'll do Spider-Man. So we're watching Spider-Man, and she's handling it pretty well. But then when the first one, when the Green Goblin crashes into the ant's house, she completely freaked out.
Really?
Completely. I almost had to stop the movie to calm her down. But it wasn't about... really about being scared. It was because she has so much empathy for other people, like these characters on the screen.
Yeah.
So the next movie we saw, because after Spider-Man...
Oh, okay, well, you have to first instill in your kid that the movie is pretend.
Right, right. Well, she knows that. She knows that.
All
but
right.
She this bond with the aunt character or grandma or whatever the hell she was, and she has such empathy for people, which is a good thing.
Yeah.
I think. Unless it can be exploited. But anyway.
Of course it will be.
So we watched Spider-Man.
Look at the W in the Christian League.
We watched Spider-Man on Friday night, and then Saturday night she starts bugging me again. So Friday night she can't sleep. You
got to
sleep with her.
No,
don't turn out the light.
With the Green Goblin.
Then the next day.
Nathan used to call him Gleam Globlin.
Gleam Globlin?
Yeah, Gleam Globlin.
So the she got to sleep and I went to bed. So then the next night, she wants to watch Jurassic Park. I'm like, wait a minute, Jurassic Park?
Oh, my God.
There's no way we're watching Jurassic Park. Because you, oh, come on. Come on. I wasn't scared at Spider-Man.
Go ahead. Let her watch
okay,
it.
So we watched Jurassic Park. I said, if there's any time that you want me to turn it off, let me know. So within 15 minutes, she's like, yeah, you can turn it off. What do you mean? Well, I mean, it's totally boring. I'm not even into it. Oh, but it gets better. Come on. Just stay with it for a little
the
longer.
The kids and the...
So what I found out about my daughter is if I tell her what's going to happen, like she wanted to know, hey, is he going to die? No, he's not going to die. Oh, okay. She can watch it, no problem.
Oh, I don't tell my kids.
Hey, is he going to get eaten? Yeah, he's going to get eaten. Oh, okay. He deserves it. Oh, okay. So, but I did skip two scenes. I skipped the scene where Samuel L.'s arm, where Laura Dern pulls his arm out.
Yeah.
And I skipped.
Oh, come on. They kind of know about that stuff.
I didn't want to explain it to her. And then I skipped the scene where the bad guy, Newman from Seinfeld, gets sprayed in the face. And then they maul him in the car.
Yeah.
Yeah, I skipped those two scenes.
Big chicken.
But she didn't bother at all. Jurassic Park, because she didn't feel any empathy for any of these characters. I think if I didn't tell her what was going to happen, I think she probably would have had me turn it off, though.
My kids saw Superman Returns. They saw the Spider-Mans. But the minute I turned Twister on,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was it. As soon as they saw that tornado, right in the beginning, that was it. Turn it off! So ever since then, when it starts raining and thundering and lightning, yeah, the wife gives me the look. Thanks a lot.
Nice.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks. Well, if Green Goblin ever does show up, I'll get the same look. You know what I'm saying?
Thanks a lot.
Thanks, yeah. Daddy.
Yeah, and then the same thing with Jurassic Park.
Yeah, if T-Rex ever roams around.
When the kids are in the truck and getting it knocked around and stuff. Yeah, that was a little terrifying. They said, okay. Dad, turn it off. Oh, we went to Gobert's. You ever go
Gabbert's,
there?
Gabbert's, man. Gabbert's. We go there all the time.
Okay, I just heard the guy call it Gobert's while
what
I was
guy?
There. I don't know. The guy at the swine race.
Yeah, he doesn't know.
The guy who does the pig race.
Yeah, the pig race guy.
You ever seen the pig race?
No, I haven't.
They do a pig race, and there's a guy doing shtick, and the pigs run around the track. He goes, oh, Albert Schweinstein is injured. He was limping. I think he pulled a hamstring.
That is good shtick.
We got to get the pig medics to put some ointment on it. I was like, holy shit.
Wow.
This guy's been doing it for 15 years at the State Fair and at Gebert's. And it was pretty funny.
Did you get there early?
Oh, yeah, we always get there early.
You got to get there right when they open.
At noon, man, it's
insane.
Just a fucking, yeah, it's nuts. And we went in the corn maze, or do you say maze? My daughter loves bolting through there, right? So my son does the same thing, and he gets lost. Like somebody's stabbing him in the middle of the fucking... Jesus Christ. My wife's like, shut up! We're coming! Holy fuck.
See, we need portable audio for these types of events.
Oh, a screaming bloody murder. So we finally get him and get him out of there. My daughter, she's just totally digging it because she knows. Jesus, the whole thing is corn stalks and like wire fencing. So she can figure out that if she gets stuck, she just climb over the fencing till she gets to, you know, where all the buildings are, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, and although she was afraid to go in the haunted house, so me and the son went in the haunted house, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's one of those haunted houses. It's bright daylight here. It's about 11 o'clock in the morning. And we go in this thing. And, you know, your eyes are adjusted to that bright sunlight. So as soon as the door closes behind you, you can't see a goddamn thing in front of your face.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Right.
And I'm not scared of any. I mean, I'm walking through the thing. This is a haunted house. It's phony. It's all painted up with fluorescent paint and stuff. And they had it. Have you been in that thing before?
Yeah, I was there last year.
Well, it's pretty tricked out for you know, being a cheesy-ass haunted house.
Did you jump when I jumped, John?
With the
psh, yeah.
Yeah. I almost wet myself.
they pump air at your ankles.
There's like a ka-cha-ka-cha-ka-cha above your head. They're banging the ceiling. And then right as you hit the corner, psh, psh, scared the shit out of me.
Yeah.
Plus there was a mirror, like weird shaped mirror, and I saw my reflection and I scared the piss out of me. I'm like, who the hell's standing there? And I touched it, and it was a mirror. And I'm like, it's cool. My son's dad, you okay?
It's okay, Dad. It's going to be okay.
Okay.
We don't have to come back if you don't want to.
No, but he was freaking out. Like, he saw the one, there's all these mannequins, you know, moving. There's skeletons playing pool and shit like that. You know, they're hooked up pneumatically. And you could hear the machine going, and you can see the cue going back and forth. So it's not scary at all. But when the son turns the corner and sees like another dude holding a head up with a big machete in his hand.
Right.
He's a little freaked out. And then Rick told me yesterday I went over by Rick's house, and he went over to the spirit store to get some of those glowing skulls like I got, right?
Right.
He took the kids with him, and I guess the kids were freaking out because there was like a half a torso crawling around the store.
That you could purchase?
Yeah. You could buy it for like $170.
Whoa.
It's like a mummified torso, and it had some like entrails hanging out of it, and it kind of crawls around on its arms. And there was a ghost flying around like on wheels, and once it bumps into something, it spins around and goes the other direction. And there was a Texas Chainsaw Massacre dude there. And so, yeah, scared the shit out of his kids at a store. How about that?
Whoa.
Take the kids in and scare the crap out of them, having being chased by a rubber torso.
Or bring it home for yeah. $175.
Right. No doubt.
And before get up before your wife and then put it in bed.
That would be funny. That would be goddamn funny, man. I told you I saw... fuck. Mm-hmm. What did I see?
Mm.
I forgot to tell you last week, didn't I?
I don't know. Did you?
Did I tell you about Jackass 2?
Yeah, you told me about Jackass 2. Oh, okay.
Did I say it last Sunday?
You did. You gave a review of Jackass 2.
Dude,
come on,
what's wrong with me, man?
I don't know,
I don't know what's wrong with me, man.
But if you want, we could talk about what the PTC said about Jackass 2.
Yeah, what'd they say?
The PTC, that is the Parent Television Council. So I don't know why they're reviewing movies, but Parent Television Council. John, their primary mission is to promote and restore responsibility and decency to the entertainment industry, okay? And to answer to America's demand for positive family-oriented television programming.
America's demand.
I'm demanding that.
You are?
Yeah, so here's what they said about Jackass 2.
Shut your ass up.
Please forgive the questionable title of this column, which is called Jackass the Movie.
Oh.
But it certainly is a question that begs to be answered after checking out the content of Jackass number 2, a movie, in quotes, better described as an obscene circus act, John, that has left many, including hardened liberals, wondering just what does the MPAA consider NC-17? And I think even in your review, you said, I don't know how this got an R rating.
Oh,
did you say
that? Yeah.
I think you said that.
Yeah, it was R, I believe.
So he's trying to, in general terms, describe what the movie contains, but he doesn't want to get too graphic because... This is the Parent Television Council.
I think because they censored when the dude drank the horse sperm.
Oh, right.
Which, I don't know. Oh, I can't even think about it.
Here's their description. Men appearing naked during much of the film who are willing to shove nearly any object into any body orifice. Abuse of animals is also included, as are sexual stunts done with animals. Human defecation in virtually every other grossicity imaginable are depicted on your local cinema's 60-foot screen.
When do they abuse any animals?
That's what they said. Abuse of animals is also included.
There's not one single abuse, and not even sexual abuse, because they performed exactly something that they do to get sperm from a horse. When they're what do you call that? When they're breeding champion horses.
Yeah.
They just find any kind of mare.
They gotta do that anyway.
And they put this boot on his schwanz and they fire it into a cup and then they use it to artificially
inseminate. Maybe the act of filming it is abuse, John.
Oh, okay.
Okay, you're not, 'cause
they didn't get paid.
Well, and you're not respecting the stallion's right to privacy.
I don't think the stallion cared, man. He's like, I gotta get off, man.
Oh, this guy who wrote the article, his name is Rod Gustafson. But what really amazes me is even those who somehow find a way to enjoy this sick garbage and find it funny are wondering who put sleeping pills into the MPAA rating board's water supply. A little searching on the internet's revealed quotes far better than I could ever write. And believe me, these are coming from people who are worried about seeing some skin.
But that's a voluntary rating
screen.
System. I mean, you could put a movie out there without a rating at all. As long as theaters will show it. There's no law.
There isn't a law.
No.
But his whole problem is now that it's R-rated, that kids can see the film.
What kids?
He says kids can. How easy it is for a kid to get into this film? Either he or perhaps she finds an older friend, or they do what the FTC discovered many others do. I'm sorry, PTC. One-third of 13-year-olds and nearly two-thirds of 16-year-olds lie, cheat, and sneak their way in, John.
Oh, my God. Really?
Josh Taylor, a guy who gave the offensive Clerks 2 four out of five stars, says this. Come on. It's not even really a movie. Basically, this is a snuff film without the death and the sex. Though, frankly, death and sex would be preferable to some of what Jackass subjects people to.
What?
To me, this is closer to a modern definition of pornography than anything you'll ever find in the adult video store. Think about this a minute. Wait. I'm sorry. What's this movie doing with an R rating? In its 90 minutes, I saw more male and female nudity than I've seen in every other mainstream movie I've watched this year combined.
That's funny, because there was not one single female nude in that movie.
Not one.
Not one.
I saw more male and female nudity.
There was no females nude.
Okay, so did the guy even see the film, or is the PTC editing his quote? Are they paraphrasing?
The only time you saw anybody's schwants was when Wee Man was running through like a conference room at a hotel. I think that was the only part. Otherwise, you saw balls. You never really saw anybody's anus. You saw Steve-O shove a tube up his ass to insert a beer. But that's about it. I mean, you don't really... I mean, the rest is kind of... okay, you saw a horse's schwants. That's about it. But I don't remember seeing a chick at all.
Well, here's his closing.
Oh, I know what he's saying. There was like this scene where this big, giant, fat broad dove on top of Wee Man. But you just saw her big, fat ass.
Maybe because it was so big, that's where they get the more female
that
nudity.
Could be.
Than they've seen. I usually see petite asses, but I saw this large, gigantic one, so that was more nudity. Here's how he closes. Once again, it seems we need to remember who film ratings were designed for. Parents. Any adult 18 years of age and over can see an NC-17 film, yet studios are gunning for your teenagers because they're the ones with the money to spend on movies like this. And where do they get their money? From the parents. And they did just that on Jackass number 2's opening weekend. The film made just short of $30 million, John.
Nice.
Now listen to this phrasing that they use. Compared to what most movies are making, this is a huge wad of cash. Making the prospect of seeing even more of these movies more likely is the fact that they are shot on video cameras and have no expensive stars, making them dirt cheap to produce. I'm certain a Jackass number 3 will be around the corner. Hopefully it won't
if
be starring
survive,
members
man.
Of the MPAA's rating and administration.
If they survive.
Right, if they survive.
I mean, I see these guys are taking a full foot right to the nuts. I mean, there's this one scene where, we got a call coming in. We got a call coming in.
Call coming in.
TTN. Hello? Hello? Hello.
John?
Hello.
It's the Papooch.
You guys were looking for me?
Oh, yeah, we're looking for you, man.
Yeah, we're always looking for the Papooch.
Where the fuck you been?
I'm sorry. I saw that you guys called, so I figured I would call back.
Well, we have some questions for you. Now, you voted for the W twice, right, Papooch?
I did.
You did?
Did I stutter?
You zagged your ass for that.
That is correct. You did.
Correct.
Now I have a question. I
correct
the moon. Let me try to formulate my question.
Did you see Jackass 2?
I did not.
Why not?
Unlike you guys, I don't get to go to the movies very often.
Oh, unlike you guys.
Here's the question I have for you, Papooch. We got the midterm elections coming up. Do you want to see Democrats take over Congress?
No.
You do not? You want Republicans still in charge?
I do.
And why is that exactly?
Because I do not think that the interim, whatever midterm elections are going to swing Congress one way or another. If the Democrats take control, it's just going to throw more problems into the already screwed up political regime that is there.
So continue with the screwed up political regime.
Yeah, let's
regime.
Continue with the screw ups that we have right now.
Well,
so what you're saying?
It's obvious Bush is a chimp.
Yes, that is obvious.
But that's not saying that the Democrats are any better.
Yes, I agree with that. But
so until somebody comes up that would be...
Aren't you rooting for a balance of power? So that they just don't rubber stamp whatever this guy says? He's already taken away a lot of our civil liberties. I mean, what's next? What more damage can this chimp do in 2 years?
Yeah!
If the Republicans are still in control of the Congress. If you get the Democrats in, they're going to put them in check.
You're going to let them answer the question.
No, I'm not going to let them answer the question. Think about that before you answer.
I don't have to think about it. The Democrats can screw it up just as easily. In fact, they probably will. And then they'll blame the Republicans and say it's their fault.
What are they doing right now? They're blaming the Democrats.
This is not the time to point fingers.
That's right. It's a time for unity.
The Democrats do nothing but point fingers. Look at what's going on with Foley. Look at what's going on with all these other things.
Wait a minute.
The Democrats.
Just as bad.
What do the Democrats have to do with it?
They knew about it 2 years ago. How come just now?
So did the FBI.
Again, why now? Just before election time.
Why not?
Why not?
Before.
When's it good for you? When does it fit into your schedule? You stupid ass.
I would have found out. Oh, look who's talking.
Yeah, that's right. I'm going to start attacking you ad hominem.
Oh, yeah. Okay, you dick with ears. God, you look like one of those hairless fucking monkeys.
Get back to the question. John, you remember the question I asked him?
About the balance of power.
I've got to go back to what I was saying, though. I cut Scott deep because he's trying to get back to the other question.
Yeah, go on. Keep on.
Keep on, keep on, keep on, keep on, keep on. Rolling through the night.
Oh,
I don't know. What's that?
This
is a Brady Bunch song, wasn't it?
Yes. I think so.
How does the Democrats being in power in the midterm elections help the government or help the country?
I don't know. How does the Democrats being in power help? Maybe you could learn grammar if the Democrats were in power. Yeah. How about that?
How about a little oversight?
What oversight?
Exactly. Where is it?
If the Democrats don't have it, they're going to lie in their own pockets the way that they've always done it and hide stuff.
Agreed.
Equally, just like the Republicans.
So, agreed.
We should just, abolish the government and go back to a dictatorship or a monarchy.
Wait a minute. Now you're getting all fucked up here.
Because if you think about it, I mean, Parliament truly is where the power is in a monarchy.
You know, John, I said to myself,
there's some genius
the Nazi
in there.
Regime would never happen in America. It would never happen. People are too smart. And then I hear Papucci talk, and I say, God damn it, it can happen. Because here's a guy saying, why not just have a dictatorship? Why not?
By what you guys are saying, that's what Bush is doing anyhow. He's the one that is writing rubber-stamped checks for Congress that's just passing them.
But here's the difference. We're pissed off about
it. He is.
And you're accepting of it.
Try Bridge to Nowhere. How many of those do we need?
We have two.
And so you're saying you support Republicans, which is a conservative party.
I didn't say I reported.
Supported.
Supported Republicans.
Oh, but you voted for Republicans.
I did.
And you want to
see Republicans
Congress.
I've also voted for Democrats, and I've also voted for independents.
Okay. But you're saying that you support a Republican Congress and continue with the same. No oversight, no argument whatsoever, no balance of power.
What I am saying is if you change the balance now, if you do what you guys are so inclined to say, the Democrats take control of the House and the Senate, they are now going to control half of it, and Bush will still have the other half.
Right.
What will get accomplished? Absolutely nothing. This midterm election means absolutely crap.
And that's exactly what I want to happen. Nothing to get accomplished.
And then you're going to have to wait for two more years.
That's right.
And that's when you will change things.
We'll have a stale government. They can't do anything. It'll be gridlocked.
That's what's going to happen now.
That's exactly what we need.
And why is that?
It won't be gridlocked if it continues to be Republican.
But if it's gridlocked, how is that good?
It's good because we're not going to keep going down the goddamn drain.
Right.
But you will. It took 2.5 years to pass the transportation bill, so it ties up every country or every city throughout all the United States because of that transportation bill. Nothing gets funded. So now every town or these little towns get squeezed day in and day out because they don't have the money to fix their roads.
They won't get federal money, but they'll get money from the state.
Not necessarily.
Yeah, because they can't balance their budget, so we'll end up voting out another governor. That's all.
Doesn't happen.
What do you mean it doesn't happen?
Doesn't happen.
I'm voting for Mickey Mouse in this one.
I think you should.
That's the only choice.
The only choice there is in Illinois.
Vote for Scott. Put him on the ballot.
That's a great idea. Well, he'd probably do a lot better than Blagoya bitch in that. That fucked up, what's her name? Barta Pinka.
I agree. I absolutely agree.
All right, turning to lighter things.
You guys are in just a terrible state.
Did you guys get hit with snow at all?
We did not, unlike you guys. I hear you guys had snow.
You're up there in Connecticut, aren't you?
I am in Connecticut.
In that area? Buffalo got like 2 feet, right?
Buffalo got 2 feet. But that's like 400 miles from here.
Yeah. John, I don't know your geography.
Yeah, I know anything. I'm in this show called Total Talk Nonsense. It's not called John. Total Talk Intellectuals.
Oh, see, now that makes a lot of sense.
Now, Papooch, what episode were you on? The Great Papooch. What episode was he on? Do you remember?
42.
42. Check out the Papooch coming in for episode 42. Yeah.
Flew in.
I think it was 42.
Flew in out of the great Connecticut.
Yes, and I still want to go mano a mano to prove Scott is not as smart as he is.
All right.
Hey, somebody paint a self-portrait of you, Scott.
See, that's the idiot part I'm talking about. But then the savant
this coming from the guy that says all
penis
the
penis with ears or whatever. Before
this is coming from the one that says that they're going to lock up all the musicians in Iraq. Go back to what is it? I think it's episode 31, part 3.
Munitions, right?
Right. Munitions.
or a bio. It's a bio flick.
Well, you've only
biopic. Biopic.
We put out two hours a week.
Yeah.
I got to bonk that. We put out 2 hours a week, the Papooch, and you've been on for 5 minutes, and you've already made more.
Yeah, but we know that I can't speak. That's not something that's new. You
all right.
Try to come across.
Hold on. How are we doing on time?
We're over by 3 minutes.
All right, you going to stick around, Papooch, for a game of Shatter Shinola?
I will stick around for Shatter Shinola.
All right, we'll take that to part two, and the Lord will be joining us in part two.
Nice.
So if you have any questions for the Lord,
all right,
get those ready.
I'm sure I will come up with one.
All right, well, hold on the line. We'll be right back.
All right.
Thank you for listening to part one of AKC's Total Talk Nonsense. Part two is just a click away.